I'm not sure Mr. Potts is going to bother with the summary, is it?
No, I thought my evidence was fairly brief and fairly, only covered a few points, so I wasn't going to do any summary. I'll just wait for questions, Mr. Chair.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you. First witness who's undertaken to follow our instructions. Congratulations. Just two questions I've got for you, or one question. In terms of this issue of the certified professional engineer versus the suitably qualified person, I think is the terminology, and it's hinted at in the track changes that Councillor has presented to us, but the question I'm going to put to you, Mr. Potts, in terms of your expert opinion, would it be appropriate for the provisions to refer to a certified professional engineer when a building consent is required for the effluent holding structure, and then for a suitably qualified person to be involved otherwise? Would that be a useful tipping point?
That's where I got to in my evidence, that I thought if the building consent was required, yes, that next level of accountability would be required.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And just in, thank you for providing the detailed evidence, and Mr. Glass for commissioning that evidence in terms of the nature of the soil, etc., within the subject farms. And so request to officers is where a submitter is concerned about the accuracy of the physiographic zones on their property, and where they have provided an evidential basis, such as Mr. Potts has in his evidence, for suggesting perhaps that an adjustment might be required. In cases like that, in the reply report, can you specifically address each of those instances? So if there is an evidential basis that's sufficient to suggest that a map should be tweaked at this stage, I think it would be prudent for us to make sure we weren't missing that opportunity, that it was justified. So it's not preempting whether or not we'll do that, I'm just getting them to address that specifically in the reply. All right, see if we have any other questions for you, Mark. Potts of evidence.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just looking at paragraph 30, in relation to Rule 38, and I wanted to ask that while I think the rule has been altered a bit, there's still a risk when applying effluent in the winter, particularly in relation to not just soil moisture but temperature as well, in terms of the plant's ability to uptake those nutrients. Do you think there's a more provision to have regard to the conditions in the winter, which not only take into account the soil moisture but the temperature as well?
Yes, I do. If you look at the bottom of my page 10, I put some examples that would go into the FEMP there regarding not doing it if rain was forecast, say, for the next 3 days. Slopes greater than 15 degrees and soil temperatures below 5 degrees. And that was for that reason of, you know, microbial activity in the soil and plant uptake. So it was sort of deferring it to the FEMP rather than making it a set rule that you couldn't do it in winter time. So, but the overarching condition being the soil moisture condition, that's already in the rule.
Thank you. Yes, I think there's a bit of an issue with the soil moisture as well. If it's close to saturation or close to the
field capacity,
where it might rain, and it's going to rain in a few days' time, then but you're suggesting there about avoiding it with imminent rain is a good one.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Para 38, you make a comment about physiographic zones needing to be correctly mapped, rather than making some admission that they might be in error. I think we could say they're the best information we have at this stage. But my question is, how and where would improvement to that mapping methodology be obtained, in your view?
Well, that's a big question. I think what I'm really trying to say in 38 is the maps are the best you've got at the moment. There's some land care and some S-mapping have been done within the district, which has updated it, but where it's still going back to those old maps, that's your best you've got. And if there are alternative means within the plan to alter on specific soil types like we've just discussed, then that's the best outcome, rather than doing carte blanche mapping over the whole district, which would be an exorbitant cost.
Okay, thank you.
Edward?
Just one, on your 35 storage facilities, you have regard for rain runoff of cider stacks differently from leachate. I suppose my question is, most farmers down here regard the two as being the same and deal with it regardless, they don't separate it. Why have you made this suggestion?
Okay, when I think of leachate, I think of drainage through the soil as runoff I see is going overland. That's why I separate them out in my mind.
I think that the most silage pits contain silage leachate runoff and deal with it as one regardless of when and how it comes. And I'm not sure in this whether, if you did follow your lead there, whether that would actually be able to be done successfully. So, as an example, most of the silage pits that I have visited actually take all that and put it back into the effluent pond,
mm-hmm.
and it goes out into the leachate form. And the plant tries to take away leakage from that, as you refer to, dome effect, or any runoff, is it actually is captured in a contained area that actually can be dealt with in an appropriate time.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about specific runoff from the covers, which hasn't come into contact with the leachate that's come out the bottom of the silage stack itself, or been collected. And it's really just it's being pedantic on my part, and really to make sure that the word stormwater there was to really make sure that the silage pits weren't located in bad places and it didn't cover the water coming off the silage stacks itself, which I think from the common sense approach wouldn't, but just covering backside to it.
Thank you. So just picking up on that point, so really you're asking us to refine that to differentiate between overland flow paths and just normal stormwater running off the silage pit covers.
Yes.
Understand that, thank you. Anything else, Mr. Williams? Could you please provide a digital word copy
yes, I'll send
for our
through.
Hearings administrator, Felicity
yep.
or Joe, either one
yep.
of them?
Yep, no, we'll do.
When are you able to do that by?
I think it's on my phone, so I'm going to do it right now.
That'd be awesome. Great. You could appreciate that. And so thank you very much to Dairy Holdings for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time and effort you've gone to prepare not only your submission, but the legal submissions and evidence. All of that kind of information is really helpful to us, and we do appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.